Oi, tudo bem?
Brayden here, beginner season 1, lesson 16. Portuguese cell phone greetings.
In this lesson, you learn the conjugation of simple present tense, AR, ER, and IR verbs.
This conversation takes place in the morning on the phone.
The conversation is between Ryan and the saleswoman.
The speakers are not friends. The saleswoman will be speaking formally. However, Ryan will use a few slangs.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Alô, bom dia.
Oi, eu quero comprar um celular.
Se você quiser passar na loja, temos muitas opções para você.
Tem celular que aceita dois chips?
Aqui tem.
Beleza. Quando a loja abrir, eu passo aí. One time slowly.
Alô, bom dia.
Oi, eu quero comprar um celular.
Se você quiser passar na loja, temos muitas opções para você.
Tem celular que aceita dois chips?
Aqui tem.
Beleza. Quando a loja abrir, eu passo aí. One time fast with translation.
Alô, bom dia.
Hello, good morning. Oi, eu quero comprar um celular. Hi, I want to buy a cell phone.
Se você quiser passar na loja, temos muitas opções para você.
If you want to come by the store, we have many options for you. Tem celular que aceita dois chips? Do you have cell phones that use two chips?
Aqui tem.
Here we do. Beleza. Quando a loja abrir, eu passo aí. Awesome. I'll come by when the store opens. So, answering the phone in Portuguese can sometimes be a little bit weird.
Why?
It can for me, anyway. Because in Portuguese, there's a specific word that you use to answer the phone, right?
Right. We often answer the phone using alô.
And what other times do you use this word?
Yes, alô is mainly used to answer the phone.
That's right. You don't usually say olá when you answer the phone, do you? You could.
Yeah, you could. But, well, answering the phone is something personal. But most people, it's like a standard way to answer the phone. We say alô.
And when you say it really fast, it actually sounds a lot like hello in English. Yeah, yeah. Alô. If you're calling on a landline, Portuguese speakers will almost always answer with alô.
Alô, yes, yeah. Because we don't usually know who is calling. So right. We say alô.
But if you're calling on a cell phone, people tend to answer your cell phone with
oi.
Oi. Why? Why do we do that?
Because usually you have the name of the person who's calling.
So you already know who it is.
Yeah, so you just say hi.
It's such an ingrained part of Brazilian culture that one of the largest phone companies in Brazil is called
oi.
That's the name of the company. Oi. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so let's take a look at the vocabulary. Our first word is
celular.
Cellular phone.
Celular. Celular.
Our next word is
chip.
Chip. SIM card.
Chip. Chip.
Our next word is
usar.
To use.
Usar. Usar.
Next we have
comprar.
To buy.
Comprar.
Next is?
Querer.
To want.
Querer.
And our last word is?
Abrir.
To open.
Abrir.
Okay, so let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases in this lesson.
The first word we look at is beleza,
which in English means beauty.
It also has several slang meanings,
such as okay, cool, and nice, right?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be used like, wait to see what I'm going to do. Like, beleza.
Hear the tone of voice. That's important in this one.
Yes. Okay. It can vary a lot depending on the tone of voice.
On the tone of voice. Okay, good. Good to know. It's a beleza, and it's kind of a slang meaning, is also more used by younger people.
Yeah.
Okay, and something that I've noticed is that for younger people, beleza seems to be kind of taking the place of tudo bem.
Yeah, that's true. I myself never say oi, tudo bem to a friend of mine. I would say, yay, beleza.
Yeah, to younger people. And it also serves as a response, just like tudo bem. You say, yay, beleza. And the person responds with?
Beleza.
In the same way, same function as tudo bem. Yay, tudo bem.
And also when you're talking to someone and agreeing something, you just say, beleza. It means, yes, I agree with you.
Let's move on to the grammar point.
The focus of this lesson is the conjugation of simple present tense, AR, ER, and IR verbs.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase,
quando a loja abrir, eu passo aí.
Which means, I'll come by when the store opens.
In this phrase, both AR verb and IR verbs are used in the same sentence.
Portuguese verbs are often categorized according to the two letters they end in.
For example, the verb passar ends in AR, and the verb abrir ends in IR when they are in their infinitive forms.
The several endings indicate the conjugation pattern that the verb will follow. There are three main endings, the AR, the ER, and the IR. There is a conjugation for OR verbs, but they're kind of rare and we're going to talk about them later.
These AR, ER, and IR verbs are sometimes called the first, the second, and the third conjugations, respectively.
By classifying the verbs into conjugation patterns, it's easier to remember their many different conjugations.
Mm-hmm. To form the present tense of regular verbs, drop the AR, ER, or IR ending from the infinitive verb and add the correct conjugated ending.
So, we're going to conjugate an AR verb, an ER verb, and an IR verb for you. For the AR conjugation, we're going to use the verb
usar,
which means to use. Tássia, how do we say I use?
Eu uso.
And you use?
Você usa.
And he, she, it uses.
Ele or ela usa.
And we use.
Nós usamos.
And y'all use.
Vocês usam.
And they use.
Eles or elas usam.
Verbs ending in AR make up the largest group of verbs in Portuguese. Moving on, let's go through a verb that ends in ER.
These verbs are sometimes called the second conjugation.
We'll use the verb
comer,
which means to eat. So how do we say I eat?
Eu como.
And you eat.
Você come.
And he, she, it eats.
Ele or ela come.
And we eat.
Nós comemos.
And y'all eat.
Vocês comem.
And they eat.
Eles or elas comem.
Our last verb type is the IR verb. For example, the verb
abrir,
which means to open. These function just like the other verbs. You drop the IR and then you add the appropriate ending. Here we go. How do we say I open?
Eu abro.
And you open.
Você abre.
And he, she, it opens.
Ele or ela abre.
And we open.
Nós abrimos.
And y'all open.
Vocês abrem.
And they open.
Eles or elas abrem.
Thank you for that. Wow, that was a lot of verbs.
Yeah.
A lot of conjugations. I hope you were able to follow all of that. These are the three different types of standard regular verb conjugations.
Yes, it was. Remember, you can listen to this lesson as many times you want to help you learn.
And if you have a question, post it in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. That just about does it for today. Have a great week.
Tenha uma boa semana.
Alô, bom dia.
Oi, eu quero comprar um celular.
Se você quiser passar na loja, temos muitas opções para você.
Tem celular que aceita dois chips?
Aqui tem.
Beleza. Quando a loja abrir, eu passo aí.